Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What up, people? Welcome to episode 2 of Trust the Tape. It's not really episode 2, but it's episode 2 of this incarnation. Jeff Cavanaugh and Brian brought us with you on a lovely whatever day you're listening to this. I was going to say on a Monday, but I don't know. Somebody might be listening
just
on
thank
Wednesday,
you for listening, man.
Friday.
Yeah.
First, we'd like to congratulate Illinois, Fresno State, UTEP, UCLA, and San Jose State, currently the front runners to be your college football national champion, as they're all 1-0.
All in the playoffs, right? All playoff mix right now?
Yeah, if I had to seed the playoffs right now out of the winners, I think maybe UTEP gets left out, maybe they're fifth. After taking down New Mexico State, maybe San Jose State. Maybe you weren't impressed with their win over Southern Utah. But that's where we are. Starting next week, you'll get reaction to a bunch of college football games because this weekend, man, not even this weekend, this week, it starts to go down for real in the college football world. As I was looking at the schedule and realized technically we get going Wednesday this week.
We do.
But Thursday, we start getting some big boys on the field. We start getting some Big Ten action. Obviously, Saturday, you've got Clemson and Georgia. But college football is upon us. It has technically begun, and the big-time party is on its way starting this weekend. We, of course, want to thank our homies at Boomer Jacks, the finest establishment in all the land, for making Trust the Tape possible. Boomer Jacks is incredible. It's Boomer Jacks Grill, your game day destination. They got wall-to-wall TVs. They got the mouth-watering food, and they got great drink specials. The mix-and-match beer buckets. Get 5 bottles or cans of your choice for as low as $3 each when you buy a bucket during football season. That promotion starts today. So just look up Boomer Jacks. There's tons of them around DFW. There's a brand-new one coming to Lake Worth. Boomer Jacks Grill, it's awesome. How you feeling today, Brian?
I'm feeling good. You know, I really feel like, though, that football season is now on us. And I, if I could circle back, Jeff, and what we talked about last week, and we mentioned the Illinois-Nebraska game, that's not a good start for Scott Frost and those guys at Nebraska, especially with Trev Alberts being the new AD there. And, you know, Scott Frost, if you want to talk about hot seat, his seat got a little bit hotter. I mean, you know, and give Britt Bielema and those guys at Illinois a tip of the cap for going out and getting an early Big Ten win. But, man, things at Nebraska, that's just not the kind of start that they needed. And they kind of talked about it after the game, much of the similar movie that they saw last year. So, already some early things in the college season that, you know, for programs that for traditionally have been huge, and in a team like Nebraska that was looking to have a good start, especially against Illinois, who's kind of been down a little bit, that was not the right way for Scott Frost and his group to go there.
It's always really interesting to me when you get those coaches that – now, and Scott Frost, remember, he's
former
a
player.
He's a 1997, I believe, national champion at Nebraska.
He is.
But – it's always interesting to me when you take the guys who, like, Scott Frost was in the AAC, not
right.
The ACC, the AAC at Central Florida.
Did a nice job there.
And was great.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, if you can do that at that school, what can you do if I give you more resources? And the answer for him and the answer for Tom Herman and for a lot of guys is, oh, I can spit the bit. So,
yeah.
So I'm like, man, no. I don't know what it is. And obviously the Big Ten is not the AAC, but you're thinking, well, you know, if you could do what you did at Central Florida, surely you could do something at Nebraska.
No, you felt like that here was a guy that had an idea. He was young, energetic, relate to players and all that. And, you know, you're right, did a great job at Central Florida, got the opportunity to go back to his alma mater. And, man, you talk about, you know, hard is, you know, the word for him right now. The last several years have just not been good. You know, Frank Solich before got fired for losing 19 games, and that was his entire career at Nebraska. And Scott Frost and his crew has done, I think they've lost 21 or 22 games here.
Scott Frost is 12-20.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it
might be 21 now. This
is 21. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think that Nebraska has fallen on these hard of times, because as you mentioned, there was a time when Nebraska was, they were putting players in the national football. I mean, we were watching, you know, you and I had been watching tape together for 7 years now, working on drafts and stuff. And, you know, how many guys from Nebraska have we really said, hey, I mean, Randy Gregory comes to mind. And that was a second round pick, would have been likely a first round pick if things hadn't, you know, gone badly for Randy, but, you know, they kind of figured things out there. But, yeah, Nebraska was always winning Heisman trophies, winning Lombardi trophies, winning, you know, all these things. So we're playing in national championship games, bowl games, big bowl games, and for them to continue to struggle. And, you know, you mentioned with the season and stuff, too, there's other programs that we have to look at, too, like a Michigan, you know, with Jim
Harbaugh's been on my hot seat for like a half decade. I don't know how he is not on the hot seat.
Yeah.
He's been on my hot seat for a half decade.
See, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about right now, is that, you know, you're talking about programs that have just been legendary, you know, throughout. But, you know, we'll see with Harbaugh in the situation. I mean, they've got a game this week against Western Michigan. And but Scott, you know,
home of Corey Davis,
Scott Frost, you know, Harbaugh, these guys, I mean, there's some big time programs that need to get some wins and need to get them now.
I'll actually throw out a couple of more, because I was kind of kicking around this idea in my head this morning, which is, you know, coaches who could be on the hot seat. Clay Helton is pretty obvious.
Wow.
I think asking a USC fan and they'd be like, I don't know why he's still here. So Clay Helton, I think, is a name at USC. Chip Kelly?
Yeah, Chip.
Boy, it seems a long time ago that Chip Kelly was tearing up the Pac-10, 12, 12, 10.
Yeah, exactly. He was, you know, when you talk about offensive innovation and stuff like that, developing quarterbacks, all that stuff was Chip Kelly. I mean, that was, you know, everybody was trying to figure out how to play faster, and Chip Kelly was able to do that. UCLA, I mean, he is one of the highest paid coaches in the country, and UCLA got a nice win against Hawaii. You know, we'll see LSU travels out to Pasadena next week. That game will be an interesting one on a lot of levels with Ed Ogeron. We're right now, really, in our thoughts and prayers to anybody out there from the state of Louisiana or from the Gulf Coast that's listening to us and, you know, kind of looking for a little relief here, you know, with what's going on with the hurricane and stuff. And we pray everybody out there is fine. But, yeah, LSU had to pack up, move the operation to Houston. They're going to leave from Houston to go and play that game out in Pasadena. So to talk about Chip Kelly, you know, that's a really good, interesting matchup for, you know, for UCLA. Can they get their second win? Can they beat the 16th-ranked LSU Tigers? This will be Ed Ogeron and their first game. But, man, a lot going on with that team and what they're thinking about back home.
Brian Harsin at Auburn. He's had a
kind of crazy with that. He's just
pretty weird offseason for that guy.
Yeah, they've started out. It's funny that job was
real COVID-y and real questions about the coordinator hires and
a lot of questions going on with the hires there. Had great success at Boise, and it was a really unusual hire when it all took place, you know, for Harsin to get that opportunity. Auburn is one of those programs, I would say, in the SEC that has the least amount of patience with their coach.
Oh, they will fire the crap.
They will fire the coach in a heartbeat.
Gotta go.
And the alumni base there is very, very critical of the programs. And, you know, Gus Malzone had a good run there, you know, and but heck, you know, next thing you know, he is out the door. So Harsin's in. We'll see. Like I say, kind of a questionable offseason to start this thing off.
So I was on ESPN earlier today, the ESPN.com, and a couple other things they were talking about is with some of their analysts, like who is your breakout star? And I was interested in some of the names because one of the most popular ones seems to be Bryce Young at Alabama. And I guess that shouldn't be surprising since you're talking five-star recruit, you're talking getting the keys to the Alabama mobile, and they tend to find a way to be successful every single year no matter what. He's just, for me, he is a little bit of an unknown, but I'm just going to believe the whole world because I believe that when Nick Saban brings in his next quarterback, it's going to be fine. So that was one of the names that they were mentioning. I loved the second name mentioned by ESPN, which was Bijan Robinson, the Texas running back, because we talked about this last week. He's going to run for 8,000 yards. He's going to run for as many yards as his body can take. And we are local in Texas, so it's probably of even more interest to our local listeners, but not totally sure who the quarterback's going to be, maybe.
Yeah.
But we know who they're going to be handing it to. Seeing him at the end of the year last year, those last few weeks, Bijan Robinson was just impossible to tackle.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see about Texas because they've seemed to have always had the quarterback position being stable. Now, whether the position was always well played, that's another question. But they've always seemed to have a guy that was ready to go. And you mentioned Robinson, and you know, this is where Steve Sarkisian, I think, will take advantage of the situation.
It's his new Najee Harris.
Najee Harris, and that's exactly right. And you know, you look at the way that Robinson, his running style, how explosive he is, you know, those, and we talk about those explosive plays, 20 or more yards, and he's capable of that. You know, there was times when they handed him the football, and then he was gone. And that's, I think, what Steve Sarkisian will try and do. He'll try and find a way to lean on Robinson until they get that quarterback situation taken care of like they need to.
Other names being mentioned by multiple insiders as you preview the college football season include C.J. Stroud, the quarterback at Ohio State. And, man, is that position going to be interesting to me forever because Quinn Ewers from DFW decided to reclassify and go to Ohio State. And I don't know if he thought that he was going to maybe earn a starting job in a week or two on campus.
Or thought about it, didn't he?
If he just wanted his NIL money.
Yeah.
But C.J. Stroud is going to be the quarterback right there, and we'll see how their depth chart at Ohio State plays out and how many people end up transferring and who ends up playing. But C.J. Stroud should hit the ground running because there's probably not, at least in my mind, there's probably not a better wide receiver duo going into the year than Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson at Ohio State. When we get to the, hey, we're talking draft prospects and breaking them down, I will already pencil in Chris Olave as no worse than a second rounder because that's where I would have put him last year in the draft. And Garrett Wilson's super good too. So C.J. Stroud should have a lot of fun, and I'll just throw, he's the Ohio State quarterback with two stud receivers coming back. Just pencil C.J. Stroud into the Heisman conversation, okay?
No, absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing with Ryan Day as the primary play caller there at Ohio State. And you mentioned the quarterbacks, and there's not really a veteran quarterback on that roster. It's freshmen.
Three young guys.
And redshirt freshmen is what you're dealing with. But that offense is loaded. They've always done a really nice job of having quality offensive linemen. And then you've got the skill guys to go along with mentioned that Olave and Wilson. And, you know, those are the types of guys that they can make any young quarterback look good throwing the football. And Stroud will be a guy that, you know, when Ohio State puts a quarterback out there, you got to feel like that this kid's got a shot to have outstanding numbers, lead the Big Ten in a lot of different stats, but also get those victories that you need to get into the playoffs.
And one of the most interesting guys in the SEC, I think, is going to be Haynes King, the quarterback at Texas A&M, because that is a roster and a program that they're there. Depending on what happens in a key game or two in the year, Texas A&M has everything that you want to have in a football team to, I mean, have a chance to be a playoff team. You play in a hard division and you play in a hard conference, but that's going to be a lot of weight on a new quarterback's shoulders where Kellen Mond, like, he was fine, but I actually don't think those are like giant shoes to fill. I think you have the opportunity, if you play well, to not miss a beat when it comes to quarterback if Haynes King can play.
Yeah, you know, with Kellen Mond, it was interesting because he had some really good games, had a season where he was really bad, and then last year was outstanding. And so, yeah, I think the thing, the bigger thing is Jimbo Fisher and his ability. And I said this to people when they were talking about Texas A&M a while ago getting into the SEC, and then when Jimbo Fisher was hired afterwards, that I felt like that Alabama wasn't going to have to worry about a lot of the other teams. And no offense to LSU or Ole Miss or those teams in the West, it was Texas A&M with the facilities, with the coach, with the resources that they have, they can go out and recruit. And what Jimbo Fisher has been able to do is go out and get some quality prospects, not only on offense, but on defense as well. And then, you know, Haynes King, this is a kid that he had a super, super high school career. He was a top 100 recruit. I mean, he is, you know, he's one of these guys that when you watched him play, you could see, you know, he comes from a family where dad was a coach and all that. And you could tell that the development and the quarterback moxie and all those things you want in your leader is on his shoulders. And I just think Jimbo Fisher will continue to get skilled players. He'll continue to get offensive linemen. They'll continue to develop their defense. And Texas A&M will be the team that will compete in the SEC West with Alabama on a more consistent basis when it's player for player in these matchups.
All right, now, before we get into the games that are going to be coming up this weekend, or I guess Thursday, Friday, and this weekend. Technically, I believe we have a Wednesday game as well. What I need before the college season begins, although it's technically already began, is you give me three names, and one of them has to win the Heisman Trophy this year. And if none of your three names win the Heisman Trophy, this is a pinky toe bet. Per usual, standard rate, one pinky toe. You get to name three players. If one of them wins the Heisman, you keep all your toes. If none of them wins the Heisman, it's pinky toe. That's what it'll cost you.
So you're gonna think it's gonna be a quarterback, right? So
yeah,
like our guy at Clemson.
Spencer Rattler will be my first one.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Big 12. That schedule combined with that offense and the fact that they're, unless something happens with Iowa State or Texas goes wild, like, you're probably going to be a playoff team. Oklahoma quarterbacks put up huge numbers. Rattler's a big name coming into the year. Spencer Rattler's going to be my first name.
So you're not going
to. Now, if you want the Clemson quarterback as one of your three, you have to say his last name.
Ungulale?
Uwe Ungulale.
Yeah.
Uyunglele. Oh, Uyunglele.
Yeah. You get better as when they make plays, but he was outstanding. I'll take him. I'll absolutely take him. And I'll tell you what, I'll take another one there too. I like what you're doing with Rattler. I really do. And the fact that Oklahoma has done a really nice job over the years of taking quarterbacks and allowing them to win Heisman trophies the way they play. I'll throw another one at you. JT Daniels, I think at Georgia. You know, I like his game, and then I'll tell you another one. I'll give you, if you want the running back, I'll give you Robinson at Texas, who we mentioned as well. I think there's going to be a running back that's going to show up. I think that now we could mention the kid at North Carolina too.
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell could be a guy.
I'll give you another running back, Breece Hall at Iowa State. Just if you want to get crazy, I'll never pick a running back because.
Well, you got to throw one in there.
Well, because Devontae Smith is the reigning defending champ, so we could throw in wide receivers. You could.
I'll
think quarterback and running back.
Yeah, you've got to. It's somebody that's going to throw the ball and somebody that is going to run the ball.
But if Texas loses three or four games, can Robinson even have a chance at it? they're going to have to be a top 10, 15 team.
I'm kind of counting on Texas winning games this year.
Okay.
You're
Sark man.
I'm just going to throw Robinson out there as that possibility, because I do kind of feel like that they've got the right combination. You know, I like the coach. I like the fit there. It might take a year or two, but I like the player though too. I really do. If you tell me I can use a player like Najee Harris was, I'll take that chance that might be. But it's going to be one of these quarterbacks, and I have a feeling it's going to be our Clemson guy.
Okay, so you're going Uiagalelei.
Uh-huh.
Rattler? Is he one of your three?
Rattler and then JT Daniels.
And JT Daniels.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Rattler, Sam Howell.
Oh, you're saying Mac Brown's going to get it done. And you were questioning my pick at Texas? In North Carolina, like the same boat as Texas, basically?
What I want to do is I'm going to look up North Carolina football schedule, because this is what I'm banking on. What I'm banking on is that North Carolina
that ACC schedule now.
Is North Carolina's coming into the year highly ranked.
They are.
They will maybe lose to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
They'll beat Miami. Mm-hmm. Although, you know who Miami brought in? Mackenzie Milton.
Yeah.
Dude's been in college for 83 years, and now it's time to – or is he at – no? No. Miami's Derek King.
Yeah.
Florida State is Mackenzie Milton.
Yeah.
See, my North Carolina Tar Heels are only going to lose one game. So they're going to be in the top 10. Sam Howell's going to be putting up numbers.
Do they play Clemson this year, by the way?
They do not.
Okay, so that's
a
break.
Well, yes, they do.
They do, but in the
– it'll be in the ACC title game.
The title game, yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably –
exactly.
Okay, Howell, Rattler.
I like how you're going something different, though. I do like how you're throwing that out there, a different vibe there with the North Carolina guy.
I'm thinking about going Bryce Young. Just blindly picking the Alabama quarterback.
I don't know how you could pick Bryce Young to start that. I don't. Not.
I'll take Uiagalelei too. So we'll both have Rattler and Uiagalelei.
You take the same guy, dude.
Well, it's a pinky toe. Oh. You don't just dodge players because somebody else picked them. This is a dang pinky toe. Bijan Robinson's my third. Sam Howell, Spencer Rattler, Bijan Robinson.
Wait a minute. Now, you just, for the last 7 minutes.
Did you take Bijan Robinson?
I was thinking. I mean, I mentioned him, and then you like, oh,
but you
man.
Didn't take him.
I didn't take him. That's fine. I said you have to look at a running back.
I'll take Breece Hall at Iowa State. He's going to run for 2,000.
I tell you, Iowa State's going to lose, what, probably 2-3 games?
What? Number 7 in the country. Huh? They're going to lose one game.
They kind of figure out. There'll be one game.
The only team that's taking them down is
Louisiana Lafayette on that schedule again this year.
I don't know. So I already forgot which three I picked. I'm going to go Rattler, Howell, Uiagalelei. Screw running backs and receivers, just quarterbacks.
Go.
This weekend it goes down, as technically we start. Let me see if I can get my links right. Technically, we get going on Wednesday. If I could talk you into a UAB game against
Jacksonville State?
If I could talk you into that game on a Wednesday.
At the Cramden Bowl? Absolutely.
What is a Cramden Bowl?
It's in Montgomery, Alabama, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's big time bowl there, man.
They've
got old historic bowl.
They get the whole spotlight to themselves on a Wednesday.
You got to do that, man. You got to do that. The bus league does that every once in a while too. My man, the action.
Oh, some action?
Some action.
I love when we get action on a Thursday or
the
Friday.
Scouts always called the MAC the bus league because they always drove the bus.
They don't have planes?
No planes. I was talking to Barry Church about it yesterday. Barry's a Toledo grad. Barry, I go, hey, how about the bus league? And he goes, I know what you're talking about. He goes, the only time they ever flew one time. He said, at Toledo, they flew one time. Other than that, they rode the bus everywhere. So when you hear me say the bus league, you know I'm talking about the MAC.
Thursday, we get tons of college football, and we actually get some decent ones. Boise at UCF will be Thursday, 6 o'clock Central. I'll mention Coastal because they're Coastal and I like them, but they're playing Citadel, so that's probably not a good game. Thursday, Ohio State at Minnesota. Mm. You get your first look at C.J. Stroud, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. And they'll whoop Minnesota, but it'll be fun because it'll be college football being back. Friday, by the way, Thursday has a grand total of Whew. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. 16 games on Thursday. Friday.
And I'd watch them all if they let me.
Oh, Friday you get North Carolina, Virginia Tech.
Oh, that might be an early loss for North Carolina.
Watch your watch yourself now.
Yeah.
It's not an early loss. It's where we get on track.
That's an ACC game right out of the gate.
Yeah, it's where we get started.
Yeah.
Where the dubs start stacking up.
There you go.
How
about Northwestern and Michigan State?
That's a real one.
That's a real game going on right there.
Which, you know, feel free to like leave a review and in the comments be really harsh and judge us for saying that some of these aren't real games, like Eastern Michigan versus St. Francis, PA.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'd like for it to be a great game. Army, Georgia State. Now we're dancing. Stanford, K-State on Saturday. And then Penn State, Scani in week one. Let's go. Western Michigan, Michigan on Saturday. Of course, Alabama and Miami Saturday at 2:30.
How about Indiana? 17th ranked Hoosiers travel to Kinnick Stadium there in Iowa. The 18th ranked Iowa Hawkeyes.
There's your game.
Man, see, I am liking, Jeff, what the Big Ten's doing here. I have a feeling they got a little bit of a plan. Let's get some of these conference games knocked out early because there might be some fight at the end where we won't be able to play some games.
Getting a little rony?
Yeah, you never know. I don't want to talk about it.
We'll bleep that out.
But what's happened,
getting a little
though,
beep.
Yeah, but what's happened, Jeff, is, though, these teams, if you can't play, you forfeit. No going back and like trying to reschedule games and move them around. So some of these teams, I like what the Big Ten's doing here by their early schedule of getting some of these games knocked out.
Now, of course, in prime time, the biggest game of the weekend is Abilene Christian against SMU Saturday, 6 o'clock, as my Wildcats will take on the SMU Mustangs. We're going to try our best. That's all I can promise.
Hey,
is we're going to give full effort.
This is one of those games, Jeff, where you'd say this if you're the head coach at Abilene Christian. This is your interview before the game.
Throw out the records when these two get together.
Nope. This is like, hey, we're here. You're going to get a win. We're going to get a check.
Hey, no, sir.
And everybody's happy.
We're a D1 team now. We're here to battle. To get it on.
You're here to get a win. We're here to get a check. And you're going to move. And everybody's going to be happy.
Oregon State, Purdue. That's a real football game, and this one's kind of real. Georgia at Clemson.
Wow.
Saturday, 6:30. This is called week one, right? Last week was week zero.
Pretty much in the high school.
This is week one. Yeah.
This is week one.
And we get Georgia-Clemson, both of which are going to be in the college football playoff this year. Georgia is going to go on the road and beat Clemson.
Woo!
Clemson will not lose another game the rest of the year. Alabama will beat Georgia, so Georgia will have that loss, but they'll have the Clemson win.
You're thinking
both make the playoff.
Yeah.
Bama will make the playoff, and Oklahoma will make the playoff. And those are your four Final Four teams.
Boy, you're
Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Okie.
You are thinking really high of this Georgia team because – there's treachery everywhere they turn.
I'm just trying to pick the four best teams in the country and believe it's going to work out.
Auburn, Florida, you know. I don't know, man. There's some treachery.
All right. Should I kick them out and just say it'll be Ohio State, Clemson, Bama, Oklahoma, per usual?
Don't do that. You're fine.
Georgia's making the playoff. They got a returning quarterback. They got some demons on defense.
I just picked the quarterback to maybe win the Heisman, didn't I?
Yeah, and then you just picked them to lose to Clemson by 60.
I'm just saying it's going to be tough. Tough game.
We, of course, always, always want to thank our friends at Boomer Jacks for making
Indeed.
Trust the Tape possible. Boomer Jacks is freaking awesome. They've got all-day happy hours, specials every day of the week. You want to go up there for this Thursday football action? $3 domestic drafts all day on Thursdays.
Fantasy football stuff, too, right?
Fantasy football stuff. Get up to Boomer. You might want to do that today. Just head on up there, take your big old board, slap the names up there. Boomer Jacks, it's your game day destination. It is the spot to watch the sports or just to hang out. By the way, on the weekends, they got $3 shot specials all weekend long. They got mix and match beer bucket promotion that started today. 5 bottles or cans of your choice for as low as $3 each when you buy a bucket during football season. It goes down at Boomer Jacks. Is there anything you'd like to say to the people, your mom, anybody?
No, once again, though, thoughts and prayers for everybody down in the Gulf. You know, be strong down there. I know you are. So we're thinking about you, and it's glad to have, I'm glad to college football season, and football season in general, either college, NFL, back. It's all what we love to talk about, all what we love to watch. So looking forward to doing this again with you next week, Jeff.
It is go time. It's college football go time. That's Brian Broaddus at Brian Broaddus on Twitter. I'm Jeff Kavanaugh at JC1053, and you can check out my YouTube channel, Jeff Kavanaugh. You guys have a great week, great weekend of watching college football, and we'll catch you next week on Trust the Tape.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.